lived in the small town of Altdorf, which is in the canton of Uri in the Confederation of Switzerland. And as we learned in school, back in 1307, Wilhelm Tell rose up against Gessler, the Austrian overlord, and freed Switzerland from the Austrians. But it was 250 years later. I was 15 years old. My father was a blacksmith, and I'd been helping him out in a shop all his life. So I had big muscles. My best friend Hans was big for his age, and his father was a big deal in town. And we had gone through the Dame School and the Hochschule, and we had our fathers paid for tutors, but whenever the tutors tried to switch us for not doing our lessons, Hans would just take the switch from him and chase him out of the room or out of town. And we didn't know what we would do with ourselves until one day Hans came back from hanging out at a tavern. And see, there's a recruiter, there's a captain recruiting for the mercenaries to go fight in the Italian war down in Italy. And they'll take us. You know, a lot of people from Switzerland hired themselves out to fight in the wars because we were strong and disciplined and we needed the money, basically. But those were men. They didn't take boys, but we were big, and Hans said, they'll take us. They'll pay for everything. We can have an adventure down in sunny Italy. So like fools, one morning when the cuckoo clock in the hallway struck four, cuckoo, 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 I got up and snuck out of the house. And with Hans, we went in the darkness outside the tavern and met this captain who was recruiting us. And he marched us from town to town and then over the mountains, over the Alps, down into Switzerland, down into Italy. And of course, it wasn't true that they paid for everything. You had to pay for your own stuff. Hans had to sell the gold chain around his neck. I had brought a bag of tools with me, and I paid my way by shoeing horses and banging dents out of armor and helping the sharpen swords. And we got to Italy, and we joined the company. We learned what it was to be a soldier. We were pikemen. We had to stand in a big mass of 300 or 400 or 500 other people holding an 18-foot-long spear. A big, thick pole with a point on the end. We had to stand there for hours holding this 18-foot-long piece of wood while the enemy cavalry rode up one by one and took out their pistols, their Wheelock pistols, and bang, shot at us. Or the enemy with the harquebuses, boom, shooting at us. And then every once in a while, maybe they'd give us the order to advance, and we all marched forward holding these huge pieces of wood, and whatever was in front of us had to give way. But mostly we just stood there, and it was hot, and we were sweating. And if the enemy had cannon, they would just take a big iron or stone ball this big and put it in their cannon, and we'd watch them loading it and packing mud around the ball and lighting the slow match. And then boom, and the ball would fly into the hedgehog, us standing there. And people that you, someone you might have known all your life, or someone your best friend that you slept with in a tent, boom, smashed the pulp. And the sergeants would just yell, move in, close up the gap. Here, you take his pike. And I realized if you did this for 5 years, you could be a corporal, the man at the head of the file. And 10 or 15 years, maybe you could be a sergeant. And if you were really big and strong, maybe you could be a halberdier, which is a big, long spear with a big axe head and a point on the end. And it's really good if you're being attacked by knights in armor, because you get the blade of the halberd, and you kind of do it over their shoulder, and you hook onto their armor, and you can pull them off the horse, and the other people can finish them off. But it's hot, nasty work. And then we were fighting the Spanish. We were fighting the Spanish, and the Spanish had decided to change the rules. They had their infantry had cuirasses and these metal helmets with sort of crests and things that went this way so you couldn't whack them on the head because some edge would protect them. And they had light swords. And they would just kind of walk in between the spears. in between the pipes and stab you as you stood there. And they, and just 2 weeks before, they had done an encamisada, a nightshirt attack. They had gotten up in the middle of the night and put on their in their nightshirts, holding swords and candles, and they had just come out of the woods at us like ghosts. And people had panicked and run, and they killed 700 people and destroyed our camp. And we had barely gotten ourselves back together, our units back together, and now we were standing there facing them again. They kept trying to come, and one night, after a long day of standing there, one of the cavalrymen on our side came up to me and said, are you Swiss? I said, yeah. And he said, do you know anything about clocks and clockwork? And I went like this, and he thrust this huge wheel-lock pistol at me. It was controlled by clockwork. You wound it up. You wound it up, and then when you pulled the hammer, the clockwork, you pulled the trigger, the clockwork did the hammer, and the flint struck and made sparks, and the gun went off, and his pistol didn't work. And so he thrust it at me, and I sat by the fire, and I took it apart, and I cleaned it, and I did some filing and banging, and I put it back together, and it worked. So in the morning, I gave it to him, and he gave me some coins. And then we were in battle again, and all day standing with the pikes. And again, the Spanish coming in, walking up, just walking up in their armor and their pointy helmets that went all different ways with the crest on top and the white sword, and just pushing the pikes aside and coming in between and coming up and stabbing someone you knew, stabbing them, and they would collapse and started closing the gaps. And they couldn't take it anymore. I said to the sergeant, get someone else to hold this pipe, because I had my bag of tools with me. And I reached into my bag and I picked up my heaviest hammer. And I went down between the ranks through the row of pikes to where a Spaniard was trying to stab someone. And I picked up that spot in the middle of his helmet where he didn't have any ridges, and swang on, bam! And I hit him and he fell. The men were cheering, and the sergeant said, do you have any other hammers? Do you have another hammer? And I said, yeah, I have my other hammers. I gave it to Hans. And all day, we just went back and forth between the spear, between the pikes, trying to drive out the Spanish. And we were hitting them. And I was yelling, Ashtoken, Schweinan. And I was crying. By the end of the day, I was crying as I hit them. And then the day was over, and the battle was stand down, and we went back to our campfires. I said to Hans, as soon as we can get out of this, I'm going home, and I'm apprenticing myself. To a gunsmith, he said, and I said, no, no guns, no weapons, a clockmaker. I think I'll go home and make clocks. Spanish infantry. Wow.